Welcome, everybody, to this third episode of Automobiles Alabama, brought to you by Mob Inc. and Maserati of Birmingham, sponsor of Mob Inc. and the events that they have been doing. We're just past the inaugural show, kicked off great. I spent the whole show there wandering around, talking to people, taking some photos and that, and saw a lot of the other social media people out there. A lot of coverage. If you're not watching Mob Inc. BHM on Instagram or Facebook, you're missing out on a ton of fabulous photos, videos, cars. Watch that hashtag. There's a lot going on. I'm sitting here with Tom and Scott tonight, and we're just going to go over a couple of things. The first show that these guys did under this organization, we're going to discuss a little bit of that and maybe some of the stuff that's in store, you know, some of the mistakes that happened or some of the things that went wrong and how we're going to improve it for the May 4th show. And I just keep wanting to say May the 4th be with you because of that Star Wars geekdom, but I'm not sure if they did that on purpose or not. So how are you guys doing tonight, Scott and Tom?
We're doing really well, John. Thank you for having us.
Excellent. Yes, thank you so much for having us and our second podcast with you. Looking forward to many more.
And we're going to get into some of the sponsors for podcasts here in the next couple of episodes. We're going to get into some of these car owners and some of the fabulous things that are going to show up at some of these events. What were some of the highlights of Saturday for you guys?
Everything came together so well. Scott and I worked, and Whitney and Philip worked their tails off. I just had to stand back and in awe about 9:30 and look at all these cars coming in. That was my highlight, is to see what we built come together, what we built as a team come together as one of the most spectacular car shows I've ever been to. And I've been to a lot of car shows. I've put a lot of car shows on. Been to Barber's. I've been to the one up at the Summit. Been to Dixie Vintage Car Club, Team Corvette, Mountain Brook Driving Club. I can't just say it's us. I think that what we've put together is going to be one of the greatest car shows there is in the state of Alabama very soon.
Just to jump on what Tom said there as well, I think the first thing that was great about it were the people themselves. Just the people overall were just incredibly nice. We had no problems at all. Everybody was cordial. It was a great interaction. People were interacting everywhere, which was part of our mission to bring everybody together. We had old and young alike from any kind of genre of car come together, and we were having a good time together. And, you know, we built it at the later stage of something that, you know, we had more to see and do than you had time for. And it turned out that way. We had race cars. The sponsors themselves were interacting with the public, and they had cars. They had a lot of things that were of interest to the public. So if you're really looking at seeing more than just cars and seeing what all the cars are about, come see these guys, because they had a lot to show you and a lot to talk about, and they offer a lot. And you may see some things and learn some things that you haven't learned before. Then just the great cars themselves. Like I said earlier, just the genre of cars was just tremendous, from exotics to vintage to Jeeps and trucks to, you know, JDMs to Mustangs. Everything in the world you had was there. And these were kids with building their own cars to these super sports cars as well.
I love the Overland RVs that you guys had show up there.
Yeah, those were a big hit. People were crawling in and out of those things. It was, like I said, we had a little battery-powered go-kart running around there too. So it was, and then we had something really unique, was the exit parade. And that's where we pulled everybody together and two wide and brought them down and paraded them around to the exit of the show. And that's how we finished the show off, as they turned left and went up Inverness Center Parkway. And it was a sight to see. I was holding traffic and I got chills watching that. Back it all up. I mean, we had music going on like crazy from every aspect of the meet themselves. So you weren't bored at all.
I thought it was great. I wandered around. I talked to people. Nobody had a criticism. Everything was a compliment from the organization to the vehicles that you had out. And the fact everybody was talking to everybody, like you said. I talked to some old friends that I hadn't seen in years. I made some new friends. Just a fabulous experience to see every type of car person there. You guys were up against a couple of challenges just on Saturday with Mother Nature and Talladega.
Yeah, we were.
Can't do anything about the weather, and Alabama is Alabama, so there were a lot of people going, a lot of car people going to the races, and I think we're going to make up for some of that possibly at the May 4th show. I think it can only get bigger and better from here.
I think you're right.
I think it's going to be twice, at least two or three times the size of what Scott and I were talking about. We've got a lot of interest all the way around. It seems to be huge.
I think you're right. I mean, the weather did hold out. It was overcast. It actually turned out to be very pleasant. The temperature was great. It wasn't too hot. Wasn't too cold. But the overcast was there. Kind of lends itself. And people want to get out in the sunshine and enjoy that. I think we're going to have that on May 4th.
Yeah, it was just a weird forecast. It, you know, rained the night before and it kind of cleared up and the roads were dry for the whole show. But that impending threat of rain, I'm sure, kept a few people away.
Sure.
Kept some of the probably special cars. Maybe they drove their, quote, rain car instead of their real car. And of course, I know some of you guys in your rain cars are still some dream cars. So what do you got in store for the next event? We know there were some problems. You know, you can allude to some of the problems. And how are you going to improve upon them or try to fix some of those issues?
I think Scott's already taken care of all our problems. We only had two, food and restrooms.
Yeah. No, one of the things we do, John, and we did this before the show, and we've done it before the May 4th show too, is, you know, as a group, myself, Tom, Whitney, Philip, some more people that are joining our group, we get together, we debrief, and we ask ourselves what could have gone better, what went good, what went bad. We just did this last night, and we looked at how things flow better. We looked at how traffic can get in easier, how people can get parked easier, how people can find their place easier. And we looked at what went wrong, what can we fix. Like Tom said, we needed bathrooms, so we got that solved. Bathrooms will be there. And we needed some food and drinks. So we have food trucks confirmed for the next one and maybe a few surprises coming up, but I think overall we fixed a couple of our big, big monumental problems already.
We did have food provided. It was for the first 100 people to get there, provided by Brian and Chrissy Schubert through Chick-fil-A. So that was a definite treat. That was very cool. And it was good. Scott, sorry you missed out. Maybe I ate your biscuit.
I did. I was parking cars, man.
I was driving and eating. I'm like flying with the biscuit and go-kart and maps flying all over the place. It was too cool.
Yeah, that was Tom all morning.
Tom was flying around in that golf cart. things were going crazy.
It was fun.
No, I mean, it was a great event. I've got a list here of, you know, the people that made it happen. I mean, we've talked about Whitney and Philip and, of course, Scott and Tom here who put this together. But they couldn't do it without the support of many others. And the financial support of many others, because there's a lot of costs involved with this, from permitting to insurance to the publicity to, I mean, you had the polos are of a superb quality when you do join and you step up and become a mobster, being a paid member. I'm excited to see what's going to be included in that membership as we go forward. I know it's all developing. It's also new and you can't figure it out all at once and all in advance. But the list of the sponsors, the presenting sponsor, and they only have one presenting sponsor, as Tom said in the previous podcast, is Maserati of Birmingham. And their support's wonderful. They provided a location for the first recording of the podcast. And then in no order whatsoever, we have Classic Car Motoring, Bearfish, Greg Black Construction, Ultra Motor Cars, Mercedes of Birmingham, Coretti Incorporated, NBC Securities, VW Supply, Dr. Brooke Jordan Dental Studio, The Rundown, Matt Clomer, Classic Car Garage Museum, More Oil, Grand Hall Auto Vault, HESCO, H&H Trucks, Addie's Big Army, Prudentia Endowment and Planning and Giving, Team Corvette of Alabama. It's just a wonderful group that's coming together and helping support this. We're not even going to tease what's coming. We're just going to say that you've got some pretty special things showing up next time, you know, like some Chevy Impalas and
Yes.
Ford, Ford Escort.
VW Bugs and Escort, some electric cars, that kind of stuff. Yeah, no, not, no.
Well, you have plenty of electric cars. I mean, the first thing you saw when you came in was a Rivian R1T.
Have you ever seen a dump truck at a car show before?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
With chrome rims, with chrome wheels.
That was pretty cool.
That was.
We're hoping to get boats, golf carts, more go-karts, just whatever. If it's got wheels.
Custom side-by-sides.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You know, if it's got wheels, bring it. Big wheels, anything. Wheelbarrows.
Helicopter.
Yeah.
I've seen that at one of the mob shows before, so you never know.
Yep.
Back in the old Logan's days.
That's right.
Thinking coming up, though, is really special the next on May 4th. If you're a NASCAR fan, especially being from Alabama, I think that you really need to attend this and see something that is very iconic. You may or may not have been out to the museum to see this car, but it is famous and it has a lot of influence in the car community, in the racing community as well. But it is the Richard Petty race car, the 43 STP. That in itself should say a lot. If you don't know who Richard Petty is, you need to look and see and learn the history of him and see what influence he had in the car world itself, not just in NASCAR racing, but overall.
Special thank you to Eric Green for making that happen.
We also have Michael Succo that's going to be there. He's a young kid I don't want to say kid, you know, the guy's 18 years old now, but he's an up-and-coming Indy driver. He's in the lower classes right now, but his plan is to race Indy, and he races for a team right now, and they're going to have both of their Indy cars out there as well. So he's racing tomorrow, as a matter of fact, out at Barber. And then they're going to pack those cars up and bring them over for the next weekend with us.
So with that, we just wanted to keep this a short one, kind of talk about what happened, what's going to happen, where we're at. And we'll be just talking to you in about another week and a half or so here on Automobiles Alabama, brought to you by Mob Inc. and Maserati of Birmingham. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Tom, for your time this evening. And we need to come up with a cool catchphrase. Somebody will come up with that.
Thanks a lot, John. Thanks for having us.